Man accused of anti-Asian attack in NYC was on parole for killing mother. By Catherine Rodriguez on March 31, 2021. A homeless man accused of attacking a 65-year-old Asian American woman in New York City on Monday was on parole for killing his mother. The man, Brandon Elliott, 38, was arrested and faces multiple charges, including felony assault as a hate crime, separate assault and attempted assault, and attempted assault as a hate crime, the New York Times reported. Elliott was living at a Midtown Manhattan hotel serving as a homeless shelter when police said he was caught on surveillance footage punching and kicking Vilma Carey, 65, who was walking down the street Monday morning in front of an apartment building. The video provided by NYPD Crime Stoppers showed the man kicking Carey in the chest outside the apartment building. After she collapsed on the sidewalk, the suspect then kicked her repeatedly in the head. A police official said the man then started swearing and said, "You don't belong here." Several apartment building workers in the lobby who witnessed the event watched but appeared to do nothing to intervene. The building's management company, the Brodsky Organization, said the employees who saw the attack were suspended pending the outcome of an investigation. Kyle Bragg, the president of the union representing staff members, issued a statement saying the staff had immediately called for help and urged people to avoid a rush to judgment until the investigation was over. A group of tenants from the building issued a statement Wednesday in support of the employees, saying the security footage released by the police did not accurately show the extent of the staff's response. Upon review of the full video recorded incident, "We do not believe the 360 West Dorman staff have failed us as residents, our Midtown Manhattan community, nor our fellow OPI New Yorkers," the statement said. Carey received treatment for her injuries at NYU Langone Hospital and was released Tuesday evening, hospital officials said.